So, on July 8, 2026, the Chinese government basically accused one of America's most popular AI coding assistants of being, well, an active espionage tool.
Yeah, it escalated incredibly fast.
Right. And today, we are actually opening up the exact lines of code that triggered this whole geopolitical tech war. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today's stack of sources includes investigative tech journalism from the tech and editorial team, an official cybersecurity advisory translated directly from China's National Vulnerability Database, or CNVDD, and the official corporate statements from the American AI company, Anthropic.
The speed at which this went from, just a routine software update to a full-blown international diplomatic incident is, I mean, it's unprecedented. It really exposes the fragile reality of modern software development.
It totally does. And our mission today is to extract the ultimate nuggets of insight from this fast-moving crisis. We want to help you, our listener, understand exactly what is happening behind your screens, right? Like, without overwhelming you with jargon, we're going to look at how these tools actually function under the hood and why this fundamentally alters your daily workflow and, frankly, your data privacy.
Absolutely.
But before we dive in, we need to make a crucial disclaimer for you. The sources we're analyzing today contain some highly politically charged accusations involving the U.S. and Chinese governments, as well as, multi-billion-dollar tech corporations.
Yeah, and we want to be crystal clear here. We are not taking any sides.
Exactly. We are acting solely as your impartial guides. We are not endorsing any nation's or any company's viewpoints. We are just simply unpacking the factual claims, the engineering mechanisms, and the ideas exactly as they are presented in the original source material.
We are just following the paper trail.
Yep. Okay, let's unpack this. How does an AI coding assistant, a tool you just install to write JavaScript or Python faster, suddenly trigger a national security warning?
It sounds like science fiction, honestly.
It really does.
Yes.
But let's look at the timeline here. So on July 7th, the Chinese tech giant Alibaba banned Anthropic's Claude code for all its employees.
Overnight, just a total ban.
Right, overnight. Tens of thousands of engineers were just forced to abandon their primary AI assistant and switch to Alibaba's in-house tool, Coder. And then, literally the very next day, China's National Vulnerability Database, the CNVDB, comes out and alleges that specific versions of Claude code, specifically versions 2.1.91 through 2.1.196, were secretly transmitting data to American servers without consent.
And we are talking about sensitive data too.
Exactly. Users' geographic locations, identity identifiers, and like potentially even proprietary source code. It's
Yeah.
kind of like buying a smart refrigerator, bringing it home, and then finding out it's secretly scanning your groceries for banned items and texting the manufacturer.
That is a terrifying but very accurate analogy.
Right. But wait, how did Alibaba even know this was happening under the hood in the first place?
Well, to understand that, we have to look at how reverse engineering compiled software actually works. Because when you download a tool like Claude Code, you aren't getting the nice human-readable source code.
You're getting the binary.
Exactly, you're getting a compiled binary. So Alibaba's security engineers essentially took that finished software and disassembled it. They mapped out the raw execution paths the software was taking on their local machines.
So they weren't just like passively noticing some weird network traffic.
No, they were actively looking for hidden logic. They dug right into the binary and found that the software was secretly interrogating the user's local operating system.
Wow.
Yeah, it was checking system time zone settings to see if the machine was set to Asia Shanghai. It was scanning active network ports.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah, and looking through routing tables for common proxy servers and VPNs that are typically used to bypass the Great Firewall in China.
That is wild.
And it went even deeper than that. The binary actually contained conditional logic that was hunting for specific network infrastructure signatures that are unique to Chinese AI labs.
So it knew exactly what it was looking for.
Precisely. You have to remember, modern AI coding tools don't just send simple text prompts to an API anymore. They require deep integrations into your IDE, your integrated development environment.
Right, to give you those smart, context-aware code suggestions.
Exactly. So to do that, they have permissions to read your local shell execution paths, your environment variables, your project dependencies. And that architecture is exactly what gave Claude Code the system-level access it needed to run these geographic and network checks.
I mean, going back to my analogy, it's like hiring a translator who,
Yeah.
before they even start translating your document, secretly checks your passport, looks at your visa stamps, and like searches your pockets for Chinese yuan. And if they find it, they silently mail a copy of your document to a foreign embassy.
Yeah, that's exactly what the software was doing. It was executing this clear conditional loop. If these local system checks indicate the machine is likely in China, then trigger a hidden telemetry transmission back to Anthropic servers.
Which brings us to the backstory here. Mm-hmm. Because Alibaba didn't just stumble onto this by accident, right? This didn't happen in a vacuum.
Not at all.
Right, because exactly 1 month prior, in early June 2026, Anthropic had actually publicly accused Alibaba of trying to extract Claude's AI models.
Yeah, a practice known as model extraction.
Right. Anthropic claimed Alibaba was reverse engineering them by automating thousands of highly specific queries, trying to basically map the AI's latent space and reconstruct its neural architecture.
So Alibaba was allegedly trying to scrape the intellectual property right out of Anthropic's model.
Exactly. Now, Alibaba never responded publicly to that June accusation, but behind the scenes, they clearly put their security engineers on a complete war footing to tear apart Anthropic's client-side software.
And that's when they find this telemetry loop.
Yep. So when the CNBDB publishes this finding on July 8, calling it a literal espionage backdoor, Anthropic obviously had to respond. And their defense, which came out on July 9, pivots entirely on intent and legal compliance.
Right. What's fascinating here is the semantic warfare. Anthropic categorized the code not as spyware, but as an, quote, experimental anti-abuse mechanism.
A very careful choice of words.
Extremely careful. They pointed to strict U.S. export control laws, which legally prohibit American companies from providing advanced AI models to specific countries, including China. And because users over there frequently employ VPNs to mask their actual IP addresses, Anthropic claimed that basic geo-blocking just wasn't sufficient anymore.
But this is where we are looking at the exact same lines of code, right? The exact same mechanical instructions executing on a processor.
Exactly.
But through the lens of the CNVDB, it's a malicious backdoor for unauthorized data extraction.
Right.
But through Anthropic's lens, it is just a necessary compliance mechanism to adhere to U.S. federal law.
And they did confirm the code existed. They stated it was just an internal experiment and noted that it was actually removed from version 2.1.197 onwards.
Well, I have to push back on that corporate defense. I mean, even if Anthropic had good intentions to enforce U.S. export laws, doing it silently feels like a massive breach of trust.
It's certainly a controversial approach.
Right, because couldn't they have just used standard transparent geo-blocking or put up a no-service pop-up instead of quietly vacuuming up user data? Like, why choose the cloak and dagger route if the goal is just to deny service? Say, hey, we detect a VPN, so we can't serve you. But quietly gathering local system data in the background to build a profile, that is exactly what spyware does, regardless of what the corporation's intent is.
And the broader cybersecurity community heavily criticized Anthropic for that exact reason. I mean, independent researcher Kevin Beaumont, an ex-Microsoft threat analyst who is cited in our sources, he actually validated Alibaba's technical findings.
So the checks were definitely real.
Oh, the telemetry loops are very real. And he highlighted this impossible legal knot that it creates, because regardless of intent, collecting this kind of unconsented system data to comply with an American export law almost certainly triggers a massive violation of European privacy laws.
Ah, right, the GDPR.
Exactly. The GDPR mandates explicit user consent for any kind of hardware interrogation and data harvesting.
It's a complete legal minefield. And it perfectly leads us to the macroeconomic reality our sources are emphasizing. Because this isn't just about one tool making a, you know, clumsy compliance choice. We are looking at a proxy war here.
Absolutely.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Since 2024, the U.S. has aggressively accelerated this tech decoupling, slapping strict export controls on AI. And China's response is Operation Tech Independence, pouring billions into domestic alternatives.
And you can see that contrast perfectly here. You have Claude Code, which costs $20 a month and is illegal in China, bound by U.S. bans. And then you have Alibaba's Coder, which is built on the open source QuenCode model, and it is fully legal and pushed heavily as the safe alternative.
Right. It requires no foreign API calls. It aligns with their push for tech sovereignty.
Exactly. And by definitively exposing this silent data collection mechanism in a Western tool, these domestic tech giants validate their state narrative that foreign software is inherently compromised.
It's undeniable ammunition for them. In fact, our sources include a 2030 forecast from the MIT Technology Policy Institute, and they argue that the world is officially splintering into three rigid technology blocks.
Yeah, that breakdown is really revealing.
Right. First, you have the American block, which has rapid innovation, but is just constrained by this chaotic web of conflicting regulations, like the clash between U.S. export laws and European privacy laws we just talked about.
And then you have the Chinese bloc, which is built entirely on tech self-sufficiency and high government control. They want a vertical tech stack that is insulated from Western sanctions.
And the third faction, the open source bloc. This includes developing nations across South America, India, and parts of Africa. They are adopting decentralized open-weight models because they want to avoid superpower dependence completely.
And you can see global tech companies struggling to navigate this map. I mean, OpenAI just blocked China entirely. Microsoft localizes servers inside China. And Anthropic, well, they tried this middle ground that just blew up in their faces.
It totally did. So what does this all mean for you, the listener, right now? Because whether you are a senior developer or just a student learning Python, trust is completely shattered here.
It really is. I mean, our sources mention an informal Twitter poll showing 68% of developers said they might stop or heavily review their use of Claude code after this.
68%. That is a devastating number for a tool that relies on integrating into your personal workspace.
Well, think about it. A developer's local environment has unreleased product features, employer IP, sensitive API keys. Knowing your AI assistant is running silent contextual checks and sending that to a remote server, it violates the core premise of a secure workspace.
And the laws are moving too slowly to fix it, right? The EU's AI Act takes full effect in 2027, but critics in our sources say it doesn't do nearly enough to protect sensitive intellectual property and development tools.
Right, which means the burden is on the user. The practical security advice here is you can no longer blindly trust cloud tools. If you are working on sensitive stuff, you have to monitor your outbound traffic using tools like Wireshark. You need to run AI tools in isolated virtual environments or containers so they can't see your real system variables.
And heavily review those terms of service, or just switch tools. If you want cloud, there's GitHub Copilot, your cursor. But if you want total privacy, the sources suggest local open source models like DevStroll or CodeLlama.
Yeah, because a local model uses your own GPU. There's no remote server. Even if it checks your time zone, it has nowhere to send that data.
It's physically trapped on your machine.
Exactly. And, you know, this raises an important question about the whole concept of informed consent. With traditional software, you get a pop-up asking to send crash reports, and you click yes or no.
Right, it was simple.
But the speed, scale, and opacity of AI data collection makes that totally inadequate. The software is dynamically evaluating your workspace in real time to decide what constitutes abuse telemetry.
So a static 50-page terms of service is useless. You simply cannot meaningfully consent to data practices you don't even understand.
Exactly. It's just a legal shield for the corporation at this point.
Wow. We have covered incredible ground today. We've seen how a single piece of software can trigger international security warnings, how compliance with one country's laws can violate another's privacy expectations, and why transparency is really the only currency tech companies have left.
It really forces a reevaluation of the tools we use every single day.
It does. And our sources wrap up by warning that no AI tool can replace critical thinking and urging developers to review the code AI writes. Which brings me to a final thought I want to leave you with.
Oh, here we go.
We now know for a fact that companies can secretly program an AI assistant to check your exact location and network topology, right?
Yes, that's established.
So, what is stopping a compromised AI model from subtly weaving targeted zero-day vulnerabilities or backdoors into the actual code it writes for you based entirely on where it detects you were sitting in the world?
Wow. If it knows it's inside a specific nation's critical infrastructure lab,
it could silently alter its output to introduce flaws unique to that specific environment. We expect these tools to be predictable. But we aren't just swinging hammers anymore. We are collaborating with complex, cloud-tethered black boxes that have their own environmental awareness and their own hidden allegiances.
That is a terrifying thought to leave on.
It really is. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Stay curious, verify your network traffic, and keep questioning the technology you rely on. Catch you next time.